Dave Moore on Today FM.
How's it going? Hey, well.
Good, man. How are you? Good to see a Cotty and Scale mug in your hand there.
I know. You know what? That actually wasn't even on purpose. That was just because I think half the ones I have say Cotty and Scale or Gobshite or something on all my tea mugs. I think that's because whenever my sister comes to bring them, she just brings them over.
Well, she's a lady of fine taste, I would suggest.
I think so, yeah.
Listen, we got to kick off with the fact that you and I share so much in common. So we're Port North County Dublin lads. You're Howth, I'm Portmarnock.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Both ex-Belvedereans.
You Belvedereian?
You're far younger than I am. Yeah. I'm sure I was out by the time you were even considering going there.
It's probably a year in the difference.
Oh, yeah, so. Probably. And we're both huge Hollywood stars. So, you know, it's exactly the same.
There you go. See, we just hang out all the time. Basically the same person.
That's it. I do think we share something else, which is an utterly unused degree. So mine is in business studies and Russian. And here I am. Radio presenter, man. What have you got a degree in?
I've got a degree in psychology and science. I have a science degree that I did about 3 years of microbiology and biochemistry, which I absolutely have never used.
Wow. Well, much the same as my business abilities, because they are zero and I studied them for 4 years. Russian I still use every now and again when I get the chance.
I was going to say, where did the Russian come in from? What inspired you to do that?
One of those things where Trinity had 3 degrees, business and Russian business and German business and French. I already spoke French. I already did a bit of German. I was like, I'll try the different one. So
was it the same when I did science? They're like, no one wants to do Russian. So you can always get into business in Russian no matter what happens. I'm like, okay, I'll just put that down as number 8 just in case.
The lowest points were business in Russian and net mending. They were the two things. Where are you based these days? You're not in Ireland, but look at that beautiful sunshine.
No, I'm in Los Angeles.
Right. And how's that treating you?
It's been good. I've been here about the last 12, 13 years or so. Mm. But I came out to Los Angeles when I very first finished college, actually. I didn't like it at first. And then I moved over here properly, about 12, 13 years ago to Venice Beach, and I loved it. LA is not the kind of place like when you go to New York or Boston or London or Paris or something where you're like, you want to go and stay for a couple of months and sort of, or even like for a few weeks. You kind of have to embed yourself here.
Yeah.
And then, totally. And then once you get a community and know people, and then it becomes a different kettle of fish.
And do you get home much? I mean, obviously your life is there, your work is there, your family is there now, but do you get home to Ireland a lot at all?
If I didn't come home, my mom would kill me. Yeah.
Proper Irish mammy.
Yeah. No, I get home. I'm usually home about every 6 months or so.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, make sure to come home.
Taking friends and family and all those things as a given, what do you miss most, other than them, when you're away and living so far away? Is there anything Irish in particular? I mean, Cotty and Scale and Gobshite mugs aside.
Cotty and Scale, Gobshite mugs aside. Do you know what? I actually just miss having a pint in Grogan's. It is. There's no, it sounds so ridiculous, no, but there's no special thing. Like Dublin things, you know?
And LA is great. The food is gorgeous. The Mexican food trucks are to die for, but they don't do an Irish takeaway like the Irish do a takeaway.
They don't do a Burdock's chips, do they?
They don't do
proper bag of chips where you ladle the whole thing with vinegar and the bag is just dripping down, right? And so you're basically kind of eating the bag with the chips. It's that wet. They don't understand that.
Years ago, I did a thing where I went around the country and rated the bags of chips. And one of the things was vinegar stains. The stains have to come through.
Yeah. Now, did you rate this just for yourself or did you do
it? No, it was with a radio show, but everywhere we went and did a comedy tour, we would stop off and we would rate the chips in the chipper. And we basically gave them scores of like crispy bits, the vinegar stains, the stinginess on the eyes when you open the bag and all that. It was a proper system. Yeah.
Which one won?
So there was a chipper in Killarney. They're astounding. We did Dublin, we did Burdock's, and it did very well.
You didn't get to the point of like bringing your own thing of vinegar like in your belt or something like that, you know? You're like, all right, I'm going to try this now. And throw on your
whipping it out like two guns out of a holster, salt and pepper.
Exactly, because you need the really crap vinegar that's in the soup. Transparent white sort of thing that's never been cleaned, and the vinegar is like kind of a bit acrid. And when you open it, when you smell it, you're like, I actually can't go too close to that. And then you got to ladle the whole thing with it.
Totally. Oh, you're speaking my language.
You're like, I don't even know where they got this vinegar from. It's probably
we're better off not knowing, I think.
Probably better, yeah.
Ransom Canyon on Netflix, an unbelievable new show. And Owen, I watched this to talk to you and learn all about it, but I binged the whole thing in 2 days.
Did you watch it? Did you?
I did, yeah, and I watched the whole thing, and I crammed it into a couple of days because I only got it on my kind of preview thing before I was talking to you, and obviously it's out now so people can watch it. But honestly, I didn't expect to get so invested in ownership of ranch holdings and water pipes and dance halls in Texas, but here we are.
It's not the kind of thing as an Irish person you're going to immediately get invested in, is it? Like, who's going to have the bigger ranch, you know? It's got a little bit of that colonialism, like, I'm not going to get into that, it's fine. It was a really fun show to do, and I think that's, like, when I watched the whole thing as well, I was really enjoying watching it, which is what you always hope when you're actually making anything, you know, that you're enjoying what you've made yourself or been a part of. And I think that's part of it, right? It's actually just a fun show to watch.
What's it like making a Wild West show? I mean, a modern day, that's effectively what you're
doing. It's a blast. We did a bit to do like cowboy camp, which we called it, for like a couple of weeks before, and we all had to, you know, we had to like learn how to guide these little cows, guide these steer, and like they'd release them, we had to sort of catch them and guide them back into their pen, and it was a blast. And then, like, you know, you're doing scenes where you're sort of like playing around with a horse or whatever, and the whole thing just becomes a kind of a game, because you're trying not to get kicked in the head by a horse.
Yep.
And then lines become unimportant, because you're like, I'm just going to try and survive this and not have the horse basically, you know, kick me into tomorrow.
Yeah,
pretty much. That's the main goal. But it just becomes fun, because you're in these big, massive, sprawling landscapes, and we're filming in these beautiful places that you kind of, in New Mexico especially, is the kind of place, like, whenever you read about Route 66 in America and Georgia O'Keeffe and all this type of thing, or even Dennis Hopper, and they're all going through New Mexico at some point, and it's beautiful. So when you get to film in these places, and you're there, and you'd want to go here as an adventure exploration. Okay. And we get to work here. It's amazing.
How do you find the doing accents? I know you've done so many and so many shows, and La Brea and everything else you've done, but Southern US is one of my favorites, and you nailed this. It's flawless.
Oh, did I? Oh, good. Yeah, good. Really. Yeah, it was good. I, you know, the first time I came to America, I had this vocal coach who'd been like Will Smith's vocal coach. So I was like, oh, this guy's got to be good, because he was doing all these Joel Goldes, and he does a lot of kind of Europeans that come and do American shows. And he was on set for me. First show I did back in America about 12 years ago, and it was Pierre Morel, who directed Taken, was directing this, and he was French. He didn't care about accents, but Joel was very on top of me in terms of, we'd be doing a scene and you think you nailed the scene, and then Joel would come in and be like, and Pierre would be like, okay, we're moving on, and Joel would be like, no, he said the word the with a D, he said duh, and Pierre was like, what? And he'd be like, you know, I know he did this whole monologue, but there's one word there, and he'd make me do the whole thing again.
Wow.
And I'd be, yeah. And Pierre would be sitting there in his very, very French way, stewing about the whole thing. And I had to, like, so he kind of, from that sort of training point, it just made you really careful to try and make sure that when you're doing the accents, you just pick up on the certain things as an Irish person, that you try and not, you know, the D's and all that type of stuff, especially when you get angry. So you just, you know,
the U in butter, I think, is just, it's such a giveaway. No matter how hard you try, we just say butter. There's no way around it.
Yeah, butter, I know. The worst is though when you're trying to get angry and stuff, and then you just start finding yourself going, just get over there, will you? And you're like, ah, let's not do that. Yeah.
There are a lot of big, strong, good-looking men on this show.
Yeah, I know. I was walking around going, this is a tough cast to hang out with, you know? It's like, I'll just go home, no problem. Nah, they're all really nice people. It was a good group of people. And Josh Duhamel, who plays Staten, is like an absolute gentleman. He's huge.
Yeah, he's
huge. He's this really big, imposing figure, and he is the nicest, kindest person you're ever going to meet, which is almost disarming when you see somebody who's so big and could just pick you up and like just put you on the top of the house, and they're just the nicest person. You know?
I love that. That's amazing. A lot of the rugby players I interview, I kind of feel the same way about those guys. They're pussycats, but they're 6'9", and you're like, okay, this is fine. Yeah,
exactly.
And listen, congratulations on becoming a dad recently. I'm a dad of four. You're a girl.
I've got four.
I've got two teenagers and two 10-year-old girl twins. So, yeah, I'm...
So are you just thrilled to go to work every day? You're like, oh, listen,
even now, you know, I'm just like, can I just do this interview for longer, please? But how old are you dealing with now?
She is 6 months, just almost 6 months.
Oh, fantastic. Any sleep happening?
Yeah, she sleeps all the time.
Amazing.
Yeah. She, I mean, if she wakes up before 7, I'm kind of going, I go into her if she wakes up before 7 and I'm going, we're not doing this, you're going back to sleep.
Wow. There are parents all over the country going, can you please come and do that for my child?
Probably. You know, I figured, I just started playing from the minute she's born, I just started playing jazz music all the time.
Okay.
So whenever she was in bed, I'd try and play her like old soundtracks and vinyl of like Ry Cooder stuff from Paris, Texas or Alamo. And,
wow.
And for some reason, she just really likes old classical soundtracks or stuff by Fellini. And it kind of really calms her down. And then I get her. So she gets used to going to bed listening to.
So it's a trigger. Know,
yeah, yeah, and then in the morning I put on some jazz. You put on K Jazz FM and it just plays this really chill jazz music. So I just try and keep her as chill as possible.
I love it. And they feed off your energies. They really do.
Yeah, I mean, just ask me again in 3 months' time, which you never sleep ever again. And I'm going, I said this out loud. Come on, B, what's the story?
I'll ask you again in 10 years, and then you'll know all about it. Yeah. Listen, it's such an honor to talk to you, man. And congratulations on all the success, but particularly this. Ransom Canyon is so good. So, Owen, well done. Thanks a million.
From one ex-Belvedere into the next, I appreciate you. Thanks a million, man.
Dave Moore on Today FM.